You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Oh, brothers and sisters, once again, we are back to do an audio recording podcast. Welcome to the marvelous, most righteous, and most stupendous podcast on YouTube. And on others' channels like Spotify, we are The Real Short Box.
Short Box.
Short Box.
And I have three distinguishable gentlemen. We have Professor Chris Turner.
Chris Turner.
The most educated man in America today. We have Donald D. McKinney. A man who claims to have a, wow, now he's talking about a phallus of some sort, that's very disturbing. It's supposed to be a family show, not talking about phalluses, no matter how large or small they are. We should be proud of what we have and be proud of and have some dignity. Dignity on this audio podcast, gentlemen.
Dignity on this podcast.
That's right. And of course, we have a man who is one of the most talented men of all of America as well. A man who has video game skills and hip-hop lyricist. He is Big Sal Hernandez.
Plays with himself.
No, he does not. No, well, he does not.
He kind of does. He's playing video games.
He plays with the himself. Plays the proper instruments of joy and of pleasure. And of great music.
Oh, aren't you the Pied Piper of love?
Pleasure's right.
Kevin, I want you to just realize that you said that I play a pleasurable instrument.
Look, a piano. A keyboard.
I'm just saying, like, you're giving puns.
Balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not helping his cause.
Jingle bells.
Yeah.
Like when you said
I just rubbed my plums all over.
Yeah. Bluish hue.
I'm trying to help you, brother.
It's cool. It's just, it kind of reminds me when you say that Donald's a lubricated man. And I'm just like, why would you say that?
I say he's a socially lubricated man because he
I like to grease up my elbows and put them inside people.
So you're lubricated with your soul.
Well, look, when someone is socially lubricated, it's because they are drinking passionate drinks.
Or they have lots of lube.
Right. I'm just covered in Vaseline.
Just
picture it right now.
No.
Guys, look at my live feed right here. I'm covered in it. I'm just covered. I don't have anything on but Vaseline.
Put that away.
Jumped in a little kiddie pool filled with it.
It's glorious. I slide over everything. I just glisten.
This is ridiculous. We're supposed to be a PG-13 show.
What are we talking? The end game of Marvel. Like Marvel's done. That's what we're talking about.
No. Well, it might
they
be
fucked up. It's over.
No, there's
the DC
still
for life, bitches.
Well, DC's struggling too, brothers.
No.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think DC. I think I enjoy more DC movies than Marvel for sure.
Boom! Suck it!
Or like, based on the last 2 years is what you're saying, right?
No. So you're telling me that Michael Keaton and Batman was enjoyable?
You mean The Flash?
No.
Oh, yeah, he was great in that.
He was
the Flash was actually a really fun movie. The special effects, not amazing, but it was a really fun movie. I really liked The Flash.
I'm talking about Michael Keaton in the Batman movie with Jack Nicholson.
Of course. It's a classic, obviously.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's more classic DCs, and DC is getting better and better. Look at the blue, not the Blue Beetle.
Look at the Blue Beetle.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. You disrespect Donald.
How dare
flagship,
sir.
I was second guessing myself.
Wow. I will say this, though. I do like the Spider-Man movies more than I like Batman movies.
That's fine. That's fair.
That's fair. Yeah. I'll allow it.
That's fair.
Even though Spider-Man 3 was crap.
Besides that one, well, Batman had some bad movies too. So,
well, the current Spider-Man 3 is awesome.
Remember Bat Nipples? I mean,
hey, that's Joel Schumacher's fault. Okay, they gave this man permission to make a Batman movie, and I no.
Oh. Don't disparage a man who's no longer with us.
I will.
Wow.
You're next.
Wow. Unbelievable. Now, Sal, you like Black Widow.
No. The movie?
You said you did the Black Widow movie. You said you like Scarlett Johansson.
No, Scarlett Johansson is a beautiful woman. She is the perfect person that's playing Black Widow, I will say. But as far as the movie, it was too cliche. I only watched it once. I didn't even want to watch it again. The story was shit. And then not only that, I disliked their idea of, you know, I may sound sexist or whatever, but Taskmaster?
Jesus.
They messed him up. I don't like what they did with him.
Her?
And it's not even to him now, it's to her.
I can agree to a point. Yeah, absolutely there, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, women's groups will be sending you emails after this. You do understand that, right?
They can send all their emails, I don't care.
You've been for 2 years.
So is it okay? So let's do this. So is it okay that we turn Miss Marvel into a man? Should we do that?
If you call him Mr. Marvel?
No. It's going to be Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel wasn't turned to a man? What?
No, I know she's not a man. I'm saying, like, what if they did that, what they did to Taskmaster?
That they would
they wouldn't do that, because that's not Disney's M.O.
Marvel. That's not their M.O. That's not their M.O., dude.
What about Shang-Chi? You like Shang-Chi.
I loved it.
You see? Because you love martial arts.
I love martial arts.
That's a Marvel movie, so you like Shang-Chi.
And yeah, I didn't care much for that. I didn't care much for that. I'll be honest.
You like the Mandarin in the movie?
No.
The Mandarin. Oh.
There really wasn't a Mandarin in that movie. Like, they didn't know what they were.
It's Shang-Chi.
Who's the Mandarin? There was no Mandarin in there.
There were two Mandarins in that movie.
Kind of, yeah. There was like two. Like, there was the dad or whatever.
Real life Mandarin.
Yeah, real life Mandarin.
And then there was the fake Mandarin.
See, my thing is that, you know, I know Mandarin to be more of a sorcerer with rings, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he was the Mandarin or whatnot, but I like him because he's actually in a couple of Kung Fu movies that were very great with him. But there are some good Marvel movies, like the second Incredible Hulk. That one's like my favorite one from the Hulks. I love the first Avengers, because that's the movie where the Infinity War.
Yeah, Infinity War is awesome.
I love that one because you see them lose.
And they told the story from the villain's point of view, more or less.
Yeah. And I love The Winter Soldier. That one was a badass.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the best comic movies of all time. Definitely top five.
Yeah.
Definitely top good. Five. Absolutely. You know,
I feel like
Spider-Man No Way Home. Come on, that's a fun movie.
No Way Home is one of my favorites. It's probably my favorite Marvel movie.
So much fun.
That one was good.
I like the one where he just never came home. It was over. That's it.
He never came
home. That's my favorite one. Yeah, Spider-Man never came home.
Spider-Man lost forever.
So are we all in agreement then that Marvel is rolling downhill?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. It's certainly sinking down, but I don't think they're fully finished yet. They are sinking, but they're not dead yet.
I mean, Here's the thing, Kevin. There's been rumblings of them throwing all their fucking money, all the Disney cash they can find at Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans, and bringing back Iron Man and Captain America.
And Scarlett Johansson, too, I heard, as well. All three of them.
I don't know about Scarlett, but I definitely heard about the other two.
And getting rid of Kang. Bringing in Doctor Doom.
Here's the thing. If we the Avengers is the Hulk, Thor, Black Widow, Captain America, Iron Man, and Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm.
If you take them away, like, you know, with their individual films, who had the most impactful and better films between their solo films?
I would say Captain America.
Iron Man?
Captain America. Iron Man only had one good movie, to be honest with you, the first one. The two and three,
In which one?
I said Iron Man is, to me, the first Iron movies is really the only really good one. Iron Man 2 and 3 are not that good to me.
Listen,
all three Captain America movies are good.
Well, the third one's pretty much an Avengers movie, but...
First of all, the first one was... that one's a little too slow in my taste for a Captain America movie.
Agreed.
And now at that... It's an opinion. It is my opinion, but the thing is that you don't get Captain America until, like, 3/4 of the end of the movie where he's actually doing what a super soldier could do.
Well, you gotta build the story, man. It's an origin story. You gotta build it, brother.
Okay, Iron Man 1, they were building a story, and he was going through hell all the way through the movie.
You see, like, the red and gold suit that fast? It took a while to get there.
No, it was like halfway through the movie because he built an Iron Man suit in a cave while he was captain.
The original. Yes, the original.
You know what I mean? So we got multiple suits in that one. We got the original design to the second design that was the basis of War Machine. And then he does his final Mark III, mm-hmm. which is the gold and red. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That process was great. When you see Captain America, you see like this dude is a runt and gets bullied, and then he shows courage, and then they want him to be, you know, to fight Hydra. But then when they turned him into something that they want, like they needed him for, they used him for plays to get more people to come into the army. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Like, I understand that they went through that part, but for me, I think Captain America's first movie was more of a miss for me. And then Winter Soldier, man, it went straight into it. And then, of course, Civil War, you know what I mean? Like, Captain America has more great solo films than any other Avenger. And then second place would be Tony Stark.
But you can't really count the third one as a solo film because the Avengers are in the whole movie. So he really only has two solo films, and one of them is good.
But it has Captain America's title on it.
But still, it's like, it's not a Captain. It is Captain America, technically, by title only.
Yeah, but it's 75% of the movie.
So if that's the case, then Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, I guess, isn't really a Doctor Strange movie either, right?
Oh, my God.
It's barely a movie.
I just feel like, you know, they missed the mark on some of the first movies. And then when they get into the second ones, it gets better. But then they're missing, you know, with other characters. Like, I feel like they don't really understand the characters of who they are. Especially what the Russo brothers did to my boy, the Hulk. Like, how are you going to nerf my boy? You know what I mean? I'm still salty about that. Like, my theory was when I saw the trailer where the Hulk puts the Infinity Gauntlet that they build. Mm-hmm. And he's the one to snap his fingers. Mm-hmm. Bro. I instantly went, oh my God, he's going to turn into Worldbreaker Hulk and not know what, you know, how to like unleash his power again. You know what I mean? And that would have been so much epic to see the Hulk versus Thanos, but Hulk powered up. And then Thanos doesn't even have an Infinity Stone on him. So we would have seen what would have really happened between them two, like hand to hand. You know what I mean? But they missed their mark. You know what I mean? They missed their mark. They nerfed him.
But for cinematic, dramatic purposes, they had to give, you know, the sacrificing W to Tony Stark.
They had to give the strongest character
the arc.
No, like the strongest in as far as like strength wise.
Oh.
They had to show you that if the strongest character we have could fall, then what hope do the rest have?
Right. You had to create the threat. Like, oh my
and
God,
honestly,
you need to check out the Hulk.
Always, when it comes to that kind of stuff, brains is going to win over brawn.
Exactly.
Almost every time. Exactly. And that is because that is a millennia of people being tormented and bullied and being tired of that shit. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to see the strong bully be the winner or the guy that comes out ahead. They always wanted to be the guy that uses his brains to come out ahead.
The pen is mightier than the sword.
Exactly. Every time, man. Every time. And that's fine to a point. But yeah, like if you're a fan of the Hulk, you want his due. The Hulk deserves his due. And he really didn't get it. I mean, he kind of got it in Thor Ragnarok, I'm going to say. Right. Like right. He was like, look at me with my bevy of bitches. And I'm basically a king right now being treated like so awesomely because I'm so strong. Like, they could have ended the Hulk right there and been like, well, that's his journey. It's over.
Yeah.
Time for somebody else, you know, and done Hulkling or they could have pivoted to another strong character within the Marvel Universe, Juggernaut, you know, or Gladiator or anybody like that has that. But the Hulk is unique in that it is pure ego. It's pure rage. It's pure from your mind. Like, there's just a thing about him that's so raw that you don't get from any other character. That makes the Hulk truly unique, is the mm-hmm. fact that he has that ability to show you that raw emotion. You don't get that from any other character.
Imagine if the Hulk had a red lantern.
You try. Oh, man. He would. Yes, he would have rage.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying, like, when I read the World War Hulk series, where, mm-hmm. you know, where he comes back because, you know, the Illuminati of Marvel voted him to leave Earth. You know, they sent him off away. And then he landed at Sakaar. My thing is that I love the fact that, you know, he comes back to Earth to figure out who voted him out and basically beat the shit out of him. And he's just, like, he's not even, like rage mode. He's just like, I'm going to get mines now, right. You know, and especially Black Bolt, who has, like, you know, the voice to take out a mountain, and he went full blown on the Hulk, and the Hulk just said, is that all you have? And he just kept pushing forward until he grabbed him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like we haven't really got that. The only closest thing I've ever gotten the Hulk like that was with Edward Norton.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good movie too. I like that.
That was a great movie, dude.
Mm-hmm. I like that one.
You know, like where the Hulk, you know, where he jumps off the helicopter and lands and he's like, turns into the Hulk and you just see him like walking towards Abomination. Dude, that's like one of the hardest scenes I've ever seen in a Marvel cinematic. And you know, it's hard because it's in the Marvel logo when they're doing the intro.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
So the Marvels made only $47 million in opening weekend, which means the whole America is kind of on the same opinion of Marvel, tiring with Marvel. Do we think it is just because of the things that we say, or do we think there's a more deep reason for it?
Okay, I'm gonna think that because Ant-Man, people watched it. It didn't get a lot of buzz.
Quantumania, you're talking about?
Which is unfortunate. Quantumania. So it didn't do well. And it was an all right movie. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 was fantastic, and the audience came out for it. Almost $1 billion in profit.
Yeah.
So they did They did super well with Guardians of the Galaxy 3. So I think, as long as the story is there, the audience will come out, especially if they appreciate the characters. The Marvels, unfortunately, because you had Brie Larson in, and here's the thing. I love Brie Larson. Hate me for it if you want. Room, she was fantastic. United States of Tara, she was fantastic. Scott Pilgrim versus the World, she was fantastic. She's fantastic in almost everything she's in. She's a great actor with a very dry sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
You combine that dry sense of humor with a script and a director that's like, yeah, let's make Captain Marvel a real hard-nosed bitch. That's what you get. That's what you get. And that's what the audience then responded to. They didn't like somebody hard-nosed like that. And that was kind of staunch and starchy and not very fun. They didn't like that character. And I get it that you want to show that Captain Marvel's powerful. You can do that and show that she's fun too. And they didn't do it. So they tried to pivot. And they were like, let's do Ms. Marvel with Kamala Khan. Let's do that. And that was great. It was like six episodes of fun on a bun, right? But no one turned up for it because it had Ms. Marvel in the title. And they associated with that Captain Marvel. And they
didn't there's a backlash. I think against the culture, you know, like, oh, it's
this. Again, yeah. And then we get She-Hulk, and She-Hulk comes. And She-Hulk ends up being pretty good at first, and then it kind of shits the bed at the end. And then everybody starts going, okay, so everything with a female lead in it is going to suck. But we had the Black Widow, which I thought was a pretty solid film overall. It was a fun movie, very enjoyable. It came out during the pandemic. So it was an unfortunate thing that happened to kind of snowball this hate on female lead character superhero things. While Ant-Man didn't do super well, it still did pretty good, you know? But the Marvels is doing horrifically bad. It's not doing good at all. And they're talking about how terrible, blah, blah, blah. Let's be realistic. A $45 to $50 million opening compared to what Blue Beetle did back in August, which was like, what, $25 to $26 million? I mean, you've doubled it. And while I get that the Blue Beetle wasn't necessarily meant to be put in theaters, it was originally a HBO Max original series film that they were going to do, like an original film. The fact that there's this comparison with it, there technically shouldn't be, but yeah. But like Blue Beetle, I don't know about the Marvels, but Blue Beetle was fantastic. It was a really good movie that I feel that everybody should see, but it just didn't resonate somehow. And it's because I think with DC, because we have this taint that comes along with it. And I don't mean the spot between your dick and your asshole. I mean like the there's this taint on it. It's just, I don't really like that. I must have hit the right spot.
I got a 7-inch taint.
Yeah, I bet you do there, Mr. Show.
Guys, PG-13.
It is PG-13 taint.
Donald.
Taint's PG-13.
Donald, I love you. You're the only one that ever got that fucking reference.
Are you shitting me?
I'm not joking. Every time I say I have a 7-inch taint, everybody's like, what is wrong with you? And I'll be like, never mind.
Yeah.
You know nothing of comedy. You're an idiot. Of
culture and comedy. I'm just going to cry myself to sleep tonight.
David Cross and Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah. Fantastic. Fantastic. If you haven't seen
it, I bow down to those guys.
Yes. They are the best. Mr. Show, if you haven't seen it, it's HBO original. Definitely check it out. But what I'm saying is, like, there's this unfortunate thing where if it's a female led character superhero film, it's not going to do well and people want to avoid it.
Yeah,
regardless of what. And Wonder Woman 2, I think it kind of, like, Wonder Woman 84 kind of led that off because it sucked.
Right. Yeah, terrible. You know? First one was good, but that one was terrible.
And why I think the Marvel is definitely going to, if it's not dying yet, it will be. I mean, they apparently announced that three of the Young Avengers, and they're all girls.
That is true.
And so it's like, it's really like this pandering is really, I think, killing Marvel.
See, I think they are getting a little too into the whole what do they call that? The where they are pandering. It's like this particular terminology that people use.
Oh, you're talking about the quote unquote woke term?
Yeah, like kind of like a wokeness that Marvel seems to have embraced. And Star Wars
diversity. Diversity. I think that's the problem too. A lot of people don't like the quote, like the diversity. We're trying to get more women,
We don't want diversity that's forced. Like, for example, let's say Hercules comes out, and there was rumors that when Hercules came out, he was going to be gay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Hercules is a god, and in
demigod
mythology, about the ladies.
He was known for being a ladies' man. He was known for that kind of shit. Like, that's him.
That's his character. You can't change that. You can't change
that. Didn't he have multiple wives?
Zeus is a fucking womanizing piece of shit. Right. And he's a product of that. So, of course, he's going to perpetuate that. Right. That was the story in the mythology. Right. That's how it happened. He was a drunk, too. So, let's take away the liquor. He's not allowed to drink. And let's take away that he's straight. He's gay now. What do you have left? You don't have Hercules.
He's the character.
I'll tell you that. You don't have him at all.
Are you talking about the live action remake of the cartoon?
No. I'm talking about in Marvel.
Oh,
there was rumors about that. Yeah.
Oh, because they introduced Hercules in
the Eternals, if I recall.
No, it was
Thor Love and Bullshit.
Thunder, yeah.
I think was the name of that.
See, film. You know what's crazy is that, you know, like we all like grew up, you know, with the golden era of great movies, and we had strong female lead movies back in the day. Why is it
two aliens?
But here's the thing: is that why are they struggling to make a great female lead now?
I think part of it might be that those movies are rated R, and these are rated PG or PG-13.
Really?
I don't think that's the problem, bro. No,
I don't know. I mean.
No, because there's movies out there with female leads and they're not rated R.
Maybe it's because it wasn't. Maybe it's because it wasn't in everything. It wasn't like bashed across our heads in every facet of entertainment. And so it was like when it happened, it was more powerful because you got, oh, finally we got this nice powerful woman who's doing their thing instead of it just being, oh, we got another woman here. Maybe I don't know.
I also feel there's some uncomfortability among some of the male population with a lot of these women out there doing movies. And it seems like some people just don't like it.
Misogynistic undertones.
Right.
And if you look in the threads online, if you look in social media in general, a lot of men rebuke that fact. They're like, no, it's just that the story's not there. It's not the essence of it. Like, I feel a lot of that is true to a point, because they try to force something, like again with Captain Marvel. They tried to force her to be a hard ass. So while if you go back and rewatch the Captain Marvel movie, it's not bad. Like, it's not a bad film. I originally when I watched it, I was like, I don't care much for this. But I rewatched it and I was like, it's not bad. It's just they're pushing Brie in a direction that's not akin to her character. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit with her at the beginning and how she ends at the end. And then the way they segue her into Endgame is terrible. They basically shave her head and they're like, okay, you're going to be more butch now.
Right.
And you're going to be more more of a hard ass than you were before because you're battle ridden. And she's like, yeah, okay, you know.
Without context.
And that's not Brie. That's not who, what Brie acts, you know, that's not her. Like, if you look at her past portfolio, as far as like her acting capability, she is quirky to a T. She is fun on a bun. She is great at what she does. And then you put her at that and it just doesn't work. It's already over, Chris. It doesn't work. And that's the unfortunate thing with her in the whole Captain Marvel world. And then that just, like, the first film did fantastic because it was a precursor to Endgame. It was a precursor to all that. So people wanted to watch it because it tied into it. And they enjoyed it for what it was. And then they watched Endgame and they were like, oh, shit. Like, why is she such an asshole in this one?
Yeah.
And she is kind of an asshole in the film. If you go back and watch it, she's not a nice person in it. She's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm kind of busy on another planet trying to save people. What do you want?
So,
you know,
maybe,
and you're like, oh, right, shit.
It comes off the wrong way. Yeah.
Maybe that's the key. Then maybe it's the fact that these movies back in the golden age of film, these women were written better. They're better characters. And I think maybe that's part of it
for sure.
Yeah.
But here's the thing is that if somebody is going to do a character, like, let's say, like, you know, they ask Kevin to be Black Lightning. I'm pretty sure Kevin's going to do like research on this character and read a couple of comics to, you know, to get just to understand the character. And that's what Heath Ledger did. You know, when he got the Joker part, he bought over 100 comic books that were different Joker, you know, perceptions. And then he did his own, you know,
interpretation
and it worked so well.
Yeah, but if you're saying that she didn't do her homework particularly, they created Captain Marvel as a female lead not long before Brie took the role, technically. Mm-hmm. Like, Captain Marvel hasn't been around with Carol Danvers as Captain Marvel, hasn't been around for a long time.
Nope.
I think the mistake they made was they started with Carol Danvers' Captain Marvel. They should have started with what was his name?
Mar-Vell.
Mar-Vell, thank you. Yeah, they should have started with the Mar-Vell version of Captain Marvel. Which should have stayed a man. Don't hate me for it.
It's understandable.
They should have had him in the old school costume, which would have been fucking classic and cool and people would have appreciated. Mm-hmm. And he would have been working hand in hand with Carol. And the sequel would have been him where he had passed on the torch at the end of the first one to her.
Right.
And she had taken it up. The way that should have done. That's the appropriate way for that to happen. Because you can't, it's so hard to skip the origin of a character and go into somebody that's a legacy, that's carrying on the mantle. It's super hard. And it worked well with Scott. It worked well with Scott because he carried it on from Hank, but Hank was still alive and still there, and they worked. They're a cohesive unit. And they're still working. Three movies in, and they're still working together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've got this mentor and mentee kind of mentality that's working together. But in the Captain Marvel film, you didn't get that. Yeah. And I think that's ultimately where it went wrong.
You see, this is why, like, for me, I love Zack Snyder. You could hate his films or whatever, but for me, he pays homage to the originators. Like in Dawn of the Dead, the people were in the original film are in his film.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right. You know, and then the when he did Watchmen,
mm-hmm.
and then he's showing, you know, the original Night Owl.
Yeah.
And then having the new Night Owl, and then they're both talking, like he does it so well.
Yeah.
People were upset at him for the ending of the movie. They wanted to be exactly like the comic book ending. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense cinematically. Well,
they also got mad at him because in the Rorschach scene where he finds the killer that killed the little girl and molested her and all that shit.
Right.
In the comic book, he sets that dude on fire. He chains him up and he sets him on fire, which would have been super crazy and brutal if he went in that direction. But Zack Snyder said, you know, he went in a different direction where he's hacking his fucking face off with that meat cleaver, mm-hmm. you know, because he said he wanted people to see Rorschach like change. Which every stroke of the hit with the
strike, he strike,
yeah, the mask, strike,
yeah, you know what
the,
I mean.
The change in the mask,
you know, like
part of that.
He that's what he wanted to do, and then not only that, he didn't want to do the guy being burned by fire was because he didn't want to copy what they did in the Road Warrior.
Right.
Let me tell you, like Watchmen is one of the best adaptations in my opinion, as far as like when it comes to comic books. I love the Watchmen. They said it couldn't be done. They said it couldn't be done, and it was done, and it was done well. And changing the ending, by the way, from some space squid to using Manhattan as the fall guy was perfection.
Oh, like, yeah.
Simple perfection.
Yeah.
It was so simplistic, yet so smartly done.
Yeah. Cinematically, that's the way to go. Right. You can't adapt every single thing from a book.
No. And with that being said, gentlemen, what is one thing that you think that Marvel could change that could put them on a trajectory towards success? Currently, what do you think that one thing could be? Boil it down to one thing, Chris.
Completing scripts before production starts and not fixing it all in post.
I agree with reshoots.
Right now, they're reshooting 75% of the movie because the scripts aren't finished, and then they realize it, and then they have to go in and try to fix it in post and with reshoots and just try to make something work because they shot an incomplete script.
Mm-hmm. That's smart. Yeah. I think a little in my personal opinion, do your research. Like be true to the essence of the character. Mm-hmm. Don't go outside of that. That's it. Just do your research. Be true mm-hmm. to the essence of the character.
Yeah.
Kevin? Sal? Anybody?
I was gonna agree with you on that because you know. That's the biggest problem I feel like in Marvel movies is that they're taking a hero and then they're trying to, reshape him from like in the director's eyes for his own, you know, because like directors are like, oh, well, I'm making this movie. I want to make it, you know, where this character is the way I see this character is instead of how the character is, what he's already accomplished in the comic books, stories. Character development, and I feel like they always hit that mark, and it sucks because they have they're Marvel. They have infinite information for all their comics and all their mm-hmm. stories. Mm-hmm. It's not hard to get a hold of. So you know this guy wrote this comic book. Hey, let's get a hold of him and let's try to get him into the meetings to see like what we should do.
Call Chris Claremont. Call all these different writers.
Yeah.
Call Matt Fraction. Exactly. Have a conversation.
There's a problem when comic books are having better stories and better character development than them wasting millions of dollars on a movie to have people say this was a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks because we never had that in the 80s or the 90s. When we went to go to the movies, we'd be like, man, I can't wait for part two or part whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
we can't wait. Especially like, you know, when they came out with, I don't know about you, but when they did Terminator 2, you know what I mean? I was like, there's going to, you know, what she's riding, you know, to the storm again, or, you know, it's the street lines and she's talking about, you know, the storm always comes back. I already knew that there's going to be a part three, even though part three kind of sucked. You know, I felt like they, you know, they're trying to do that thing again. Oh, let's make the Terminator to a female this time. It's like, dude, just. Why?
Oh, no. The elimination of John Connor didn't make any sense. That's part of the story. I can't believe they did that. I was like, wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. A bit crazy.
Yeah. The most important thing is get a map, this whole thing out properly. Like they did in the first three phases, have a plan. Like have this plan. Is where we're starting. This is where we're going. Do not, you know, just be organized basically.
Maybe if we didn't say it, but give Feige a vacation. Yeah. Give guy a day off.
And just slow down. Like, take your time. Like, take a break. Yeah.
The TV shows made it worse because they were spreading themselves out.
Oh, so much more.
Let's do this. Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do this and that. Instead of like, you know what? Just calm down. So Marvel and Disney got too greedy.
They got too greedy. You're not wrong. They did the same thing with Star Wars. But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate you so much. Find us on all of our social media. Find us on Spotify, Spreaker, and so on and so forth. We are The Real Short Box. And if we don't see you out and about anytime soon, perhaps we'll see you
at the wonderful, marvelous, and always fun Comic Book.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.